Well, again, today is Veterans Day. A big thank you to all of those who have served our country. And this morning on Palmetto Mornings, we are meeting veterans from throughout the listening area. And our next one is a young veteran. He's in his 30s, and he works now as an emergency medicine physician at Piedmont Medical Center. He works in the emergency department at PMC Rock Hill and PMC Fort Mill. His name is Vincenzo Happick, and we want to welcome him to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
So before your time at Piedmont Medical Center, you were in the U.S. Navy.
Yes, sir.
And so same thing we've been wanting to know from all of our veterans. Tell us your story. When did you enter? Why did you want to go Navy? Why did you want to serve your country? Just tell us more about your story.
Sure, yeah. So I graduated college in 2009 and entered medical school. And many people know medical school isn't cheap. So I looked at options to help fund my school and spoke with some Navy recruiters, and they got me through a Navy scholarship to for the military to cover my school cost, and that's how I joined. My father was a U.S. Marine, and so I had always had some ties to the military. And a lot of people know the Marines don't have their own physicians, so to be a doctor for Marines, you have to join the Navy. So that was really my motivation for choosing Navy over one of the other branches. After medical school, I did a year of training at Portsmouth Naval Hospital in Portsmouth, Virginia. And then was stationed in Cherry Point, North Carolina with the Marines there. So it's kind of how I started getting an introduction to the Carolinas. Spent a few years with the Marines, a few more years with the Navy back in Norfolk, Virginia. In that time, deployed a couple of times to Turkey, spent some time in Japan, helped support Operation Inherent Resolve out of Turkey for a few years. And then after several years of the military, it was time to advance my training. So I was honorably discharged in 2020, spent 3 years doing emergency medicine training in Georgia, graduated that residency and was looking for a place to live and find a job. I'd liked my time in North Carolina when I was stationed here, so kind of made sense to come back to the area. So I settled in the Charlotte area and was able to get a job with Piedmont.
What does it look like to be a physician in the military versus in the civilian world?
That's a great question. So part of it is that your population is very different in that it's mostly young, mostly men that are very active and typically a bit more healthy by design.
During your time in the military?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In the military. So young, healthy guys between the ages of 19 and 30 typically is your main population. And they're super active. They have to be for their jobs. So a lot more of the ways they get injured and sick is a bit different. And if you know anything about a Marine, they find interesting ways to get themselves injured or hurt all the time. So it's a lot of, stuff from working out too hard or from, when you're in the field of combat, you got a lot more battle injuries, that sort of stuff. I worked with a specific pilot and aviation population. So they've got their own set of regulations. They've got their own different pathology, like stuff with G-forces and decompression sickness that you have to take into account. So the training's a bit different, and then the things you have to think about as problems is a bit different as well.
So you've been exposed to that, and of course, throughout practicing medicine for the military throughout the world, how has that helped you in your role here at Piedmont?
So I think the advantage it gives me is of that experience is that I've had to practice in situations that are not ideal, where I don't have all the equipment that I need, where I don't have all the availability of specialties that I need. When I was in Turkey, I think on base we had one surgeon, one orthopedic surgeon, and then a couple other family medicine doctors. So if there's anything that was acute or dangerous or needed a specialist, I was having to coordinate a medevac to Germany, something like that. And so definitely experiences that I don't have to worry about here, but it definitely prepared me to be able to adapt.
And it makes sense why you wanted to go into emergency medicine, because you were thrown into some intense situations, I'm assuming, in the military.
Yeah, for sure. I think the kind of person that wants to do ER, the military selects for that a little bit. So I think that it's a personality thing as well. But the experience was great, and it definitely set me up to be a successful doctor on the civilian side.
And we've only known you for, less than 10 minutes, and you seem very cool, calm, and collective. That sometimes I guess is not sometimes my experience, I guess, when you go to the hospital and those that work in the emergency room, they operate at, they seem at such a higher energy level. But I guess staying cool, calm, and collective comes from your times in the military. It's just your personality.
It's probably a little bit of both. Yeah. You know, I think everybody's a little bit different, but, you know, there are times in the military when I especially deployed where I was, we were working for like, you don't really get days off when you're deployed. And so I think like 8 months straight, I had like 3 actual days off. And oh, so wow. When you've done something like that, you're like, you know, I got the weekend off. I can go back into Monday, you know, feeling recharged and having some time to recuperate. Yeah. So I think that helps too.
Yeah. Well, you got just calm bedside manner. I guess that's if right. You came to me and said, hey, you broke your arm and the way you delivered it, I wouldn't be as upset. It was like, oh, I've got some horrible news. You broke your arm. So, all right. Well, all morning long, we're meeting veterans from right here in our community. And Vincenzo Happick is a veteran, a U.S. Navy veteran, served 7 years in the Navy. And he now works. We're lucky to have him right here mm-hmm. in our backyard at Piedmont Medical Center. He works in the ED at PMC Rock Hill and PMC Fort Mill. And in his spare time, you also work for an organization, a charity group called Good Souls. And tell us more about this. This is interesting.
Yeah, so Good Souls is a charity. We're based out of Charlotte, and it's Souls, S-O-L-E-S. And we provide working shoes for those that are less fortunate. So non-skid boots, steel-toed boots. We give them to the men's shelters around Charlotte for people that otherwise couldn't afford a set of steel-toed boots. And so they can maintain jobs such as laborers or working in kitchens, that sort of stuff. And right now we're trying to coordinate getting shoes to volunteers in Western North Carolina to help with the cleanup in Asheville.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, you really do want to serve others.
Yes.
And on this Veterans Day, again, we want to say thank you for your service. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
So it gives me a time to kind of reflect on my time as an active duty sailor and think about the people that I was with, the people that are still serving, my family members that have also served, and makes me feel, you know, prideful and fortunate. I feel like I had a really great career. I loved my time and was able to come out with great experiences and friendships and just amazing opportunities.
Wow. Well, I mean,
very well said.
We are here able to do what we're able to do because of you and other veterans. So again, thank you very much. And Piedmont Medical Center, like so many organizations throughout our area, they're taking time to honor veterans who work for them. This morning, Piedmont Medical Center had a breakfast for all of their veterans. And I just saw a moment ago, the York County Sheriff's Office posted mm-hmm. all of the veterans that work within their office, and they did their military picture and their picture today, which is a nice nice tribute there as well. Well, we certainly appreciate, again, everything you've done, and we're lucky to have you right here in our backyard. So thank you very much. Okay. Next time I have to go to the emergency department, I want you. I'll ask for you directly.
We're going to ask for you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.